Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guest today is here to talk about an event that happens every year. As a matter of fact, this is the 22nd year that it has happened here in Memphis, Tennessee. Lamorne Owen College alumni, Memphis alumni chapter, is presenting hosting the 22nd annual Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast. That's January 21st. And it's going to be at the Marriott Hotel, 8 a.m. And we have the president of the Memphis Alumni Chapter of Lamorne Owen College, Mr. Jeffrey Higgs, with us to talk about that and other things on which he is an authority. And good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. Mr. Welcome. Higgs. Good. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely.
This is always an exciting time for the African-American community. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Dr. King was an international figure.
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure that we make a point of letting everybody know how important such things as this are to keep the memory alive.
Absolutely.
And 22nd year.
22nd year. Been doing it for 22 years. And it's really the Alumni Association's way of really celebrating the legacy of Dr. King, while at the same time helping students stay in school through our scholarship program. So we are really excited this year. Yeah. We've moved the event to a new venue this year to be at the Memphis Marriott out on American Way. Okay. And so we have a power pack program, and we are very excited about what's going to happen.
Where was it last year?
Airport. Yeah. Holiday Airport Express Inn right there, Airways and Denver and Democrat. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So a new venue, new year. And so we're real excited.
And different speaker, of course.
Different speaker, yeah.
Reverend Donald L. Johnson. The
dynamic preacher. Folks going to be in for a treat. I mean, yeah. Reverend Johnson at historic Oak Grove Baptist Church is just a dynamic speaker. And I think people are going to bring a powerful message on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah. And the program is breakfast and different things going on as well, right?
Yeah, it's you know, originally it started out as a prayer breakfast. So we're going to be praying for everybody.
We need it.
We're going to be praying for our nation and for our city and our state and for our students and just for everybody. It really helps to set the tone for the Alumni Association for the year and gives us a good start on the year. But it's a prayer breakfast, and at the same time, we want to keep, you know, Dr. King's dream of education alive, and so that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, he was the major champion of education. I think that's something we've sort of let go beside the way on the wayside as we talk about the civil rights movement and his interest and his participation in those things. But he was also very, very up on keeping kids in school.
He was, and I think the thing people tend to forget that when the movement started, I mean, Dr. King was a young man himself.
Yeah.
And so
he was 33.
Absolutely. So it's only fitting that, you know, we are honoring youth through this prayer breakfast this year and raising money for these scholarships for young people. Because, as I said, I mean, when those were all young people that led the movement. So absolutely.
Yeah. And another thing about it, too, is Lamorne Owen. You're an alum, of course.
Absolutely.
The Alumni Association Lamorne Owen is constantly working and keeping it going, along with United Negro College Fund and other things. But this Alumni Association at Lamorne has built such a legacy around here of educating leaders.
Absolutely.
The school is doing so well, and even though it was at one time it was things were on the downturn.
It's pretty rough around there. but
the school has progressed an awful lot now.
Oh, it is, absolutely. I mean, we're celebrating, this is our 150th year. Yeah. And so that's a long time. I mean, I guess that's another whole show, but that's also part of what we're going to be celebrating on January the 21st is our 150th year. And you're right, the college has really come a long way in a short period of time. Yeah. The college is very financially stable right now.
That was the big hassle.
That was the only hassle. You know, with our accreditation was the financial stability of the college. And I think with the increased enrollment, we've got more students coming now. There's some new facilities going up right around the college. It's just exciting. It's an exciting time to see new dorms going up. So, you know, new dorms, there's new students coming. And so it's really – the college is probably in its best shape that it's been in a very long time. And we're all excited about that because it's great for this community.
Oh, yes, indeed. I mean, like I say, so many of the alums have gone on to work for the community.
Right.
Dr. Harrington is the main one we think
absolutely,
about.
Absolutely.
And there's always some cool events going on over there too, though.
It is. And so that's part of the community development that's been going on for a long time. I mean, folks who – and believe it or not, there are folks who hadn't been over in that neighborhood in a long time. But I will tell you, it's not the same old place that it used to be. And there are some exciting things happening, some exciting things on the drawing board. And we're just excited to a lot of excitement. But we're excited about the future for the college and the Soulsville USA community.
Yeah, you know, that Lemoyne Gardens, which used to be right across the street.
Mm-hmm. When hadn't heard that name in a while.
when my dad got out of came home from World War II, that's where he and my mother lived until he could get enough money to buy him a house and build him a house. And that was my first home when I was a little bitty baby was in Lemoyne Gardens.
So you attached to Lemoyne.
Yeah, I was over that neighborhood. At the time we used to go back and visit, and it was cool in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm old. Mm-hmm. But in the 50s and 60s, man, we ran all over the place with little kids and
so on. Absolutely.
And man, when I got back over there in the 70s, when I came back from there, it was like, whoa, what happened, man?
Different story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was that, you know, it was the urban renewal and the urban flight. People start doing better. And as people do better, they tend to move out.
Get
and
away.
The story about your folks buying a house, that's, you know, that's the same story with my parents. I mean, we lived in the Fowler Homes. And when we got in a better position, we bought a house and we moved out and we got educated. And so, I mean, I think that's the story of a lot of our of our urban communities is that people do better, and when you do better economically, you tend to move out. But what happens, everybody can't move out. And so I think that's what happened in the 60s and the 70s. In the 70s, you know, you had folks who couldn't go anywhere. And then the crime and all of those things that come along with that, and this poverty issue and all of that. And so the community went down. And I think, you know, about 10, back in the late 90s, there was this resurgence in the neighborhood. The college got a new president, Stacks, some people may remember or may not remember this name, but the E. Wharton people got together and decided to get the Stacks Museum built back. The Community Development Corporation at Lemoyne began to build houses in the neighborhood. And so suddenly now they tore down your beloved Lemoyne Gardens. And College Park has come up. And now we've got professors living in College Park.
Okay.
I mean, we've got some attorneys living in College Park. And then we've got some single daddies and some single mothers living in College Park. So it's really a changed community now.
And, you know, that when you said that, that's what made me refer back to how things have developed. I haven't been in the neighborhood in quite a while, just coming through to do this and that.
Right.
And I really hadn't paid that much attention to how much has changed. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, man, that's not even the same neighborhood anymore.
No, it's
what
not.
You're thinking about.
I mean, it's really not. And the college, you know, has been the anchor. I mean, it's been there forever.
Yeah.
And through all the good and the bad, you know, and the college has been there. And I think it's only right now that the college benefits from all those years of struggle, not only for the community, but the college itself.
Yeah.
And so I think now that's why you see new buildings going up around the campus. Stacks just built, opened a new charter school last September.
Right.
There's some plans by them to build an additional building. There's things going on across the street at the town center. There's some great things about to happen over there with some new businesses coming in. And then I mentioned to you about Memphis Slim's house. I don't know if you want to talk about that. But, you know, we are through an arts place grant, and our association with some professors right here at the University of Memphis and Community Lift. We're about to renovate Memphis Slim's house and turn it into this collaboratorium. That's a new word.
Yeah.
Folks, look that one up. But it's actually going to be a place in the community where lay people, musicians, artists, people can come and collaborate. If you need some space, if you're a musician and you need some space to practice, you know, mm-hmm. Slim's house will be available for that.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a community center is really what it'll be.
Yeah.
And also trying to preserve some of his history. We've been in close contact with the family, and we're going to try to preserve some of his artifacts in it as well. Not a museum, but just preserving some of that. So,
yeah.
And that's part of the Memphis Music Magnet project.
That's over on College of McLemore.
College of McLemore, yeah. Absolutely. Right across from the parking lot of Stacks, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right there. It's about to fall over, but we think we've kept it. And that's a project that's about to get started. So it's a lot, and it's good things like that going on all in the neighborhood.
And a lot of people don't realize how large of a neighborhood we're talking about either.
Absolutely.
Because Warren and Stacks and all of that area right around in there is joined together.
It is. Actually. It really is.
Just showing my age again. I remember Memphis Slim's house when it was not falling down.
Right, we used to rehearse
over there in that area and do
well,
things.
And,
when
you know,
I was playing
James
in the
Alexander's house is in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, all those kind of houses. And so, it's my understanding that Sam Phillips, he has a house that's in that neighborhood
yeah.
as well. And then, may not want to talk about it a lot, but with Elmwood Cemetery, it's not going anywhere,
no.
but it's been there for, and it's an anchor in the neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's right in the middle of that neighborhood. So the college, again, I want to, you know, just bring it back to the college. The college has been there through all of this, you know,
yeah.
educating young people.
If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking to the president of the University of the Memphis. We are president of the Lamorne Owen
right.
Memphis Alumni Chapter, Mr. Jeffrey Hicks. And he's here to talk basically about what we're talking about, a lot of things, but the 22nd annual Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast, January 21st. It will be at 8 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel and Convention Center at 2625 Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And the keynote speaker will be the Reverend Donald L. Johnson, who's senior pastor of Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church here in Memphis. And he is also, I understand, the chaplain for the Grizzlies.
Yeah. He's a cosmopolitan man.
Yeah.
So he does a lot of things. I just want to remind people, too, that you can get tickets. Tickets
yes.
are still available by calling Frankie Jeffries at Lamorne Owen College, 435-1530, or any alumni association member who has tickets. Tickets are $50. Table is $400. So you come out better by buying a table. And sponsors, if you want to really help young people, I mean, we have opportunities for sponsorships. But Ms. Jeffries can certainly help you with that. But this is really about helping young people stay in college and being able to further their education. And as I mentioned earlier, this is our largest fundraiser. And so we encourage people to get involved and alumni. I mean, we have over 5,000 alumni here in Memphis.
And is that right?
Yeah, and when we meet on the second Saturday of the month at 10 o'clock, that room is nowhere near filled. So I'm reaching out to all the alums here to get involved with your college. There's some exciting things going on at Lamorne Owen College. And, you know, if you hadn't been in touch, you need to get in touch and get involved.
And, you know, something else that we talked about is that Lamorne Owen, with its foundation of what it is, as an American, African-American college, 150 years old, it has distinct possibility and ability to reach into the community most at need for
right.
the education that it and the uplift, to try and uplift the community that is most in trouble right now in our area. In
absolutely.
Our community.
I mean, it's in a great position to do that.
Yeah.
Because if it hadn't been for Lamorne, I wouldn't be sitting here. I don't know why I'd be, but I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. And I think it gives all students an opportunity for the American dream, and especially African American young people who may not think that it's possible, you know, to go to college and get an education. But, I mean, it's schools, the 105 HBCUs all over this country. I mean, these schools have been the schools that have been the lifeline in some cases for young people who possibly couldn't get enrolled at the University of Memphis for grades or whatever reason, or they didn't do well in high school, or who couldn't go to University of Michigan or the University of Florida. I mean, I think these HBCUs have served that purpose. And certainly here in Memphis, you know, without diverse population and all the community issues we have, here is an institution that will allow young people who think maybe that they can't go to college an opportunity to go to college.
Yeah, it's something to relieve that hopelessness that seems to be pervasive in the community right now.
Yep, absolutely.
And the tuition is reasonable. As it can be.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's comparable to other private. It's a private institution.
Private school,
it's not a state school. But I think the other part of it is kind of goes back to the reason for our fundraiser is that there's scholarships available for students, athletic scholarships, academic scholarships. So there are opportunities for young people to still get an education. I wouldn't let money be the reason that you're not – look at going to Lamar or any school in Memphis.
But particularly Lamar. And like you said, this is something supporting Lamar and supporting this breakfast and any other fundraisers and events and the United Negro College Fund is a way to help our entire community.
It is. It is.
The whole city. It's not just Lemoyne. It's the whole city involved in this.
And you're right. I mean, that's important. I think, since we're going to be real this morning, I mean, when you look at a lot of the social ills that we have, it always appears to be that disproportionately a lot of those victims are folks of African-American persuasion. And so if we can educate and catch our young people at an early enough age, you know, ultimately, it does affect this whole city because it begins to reduce a lot of these instances of early pregnancy, of violence. If we can channel those young people in the right direction, because when we look at the statistics, we see our African-American young people in those numbers in a disproportionate amount. So if college and getting an education is a way to fix that, I believe it, and I know you believe it, then we ought to be supporting Lemoyne on college.
And,
absolutely right.
And these people will get the opinion that, they see this kid walking the street and trying to hustle a job and doing this and that, I believe must not have been smart enough to go to school. That's not the case.
No, it's not the
case. These people are very smart. They're surviving out there.
Absolutely.
As best they can, some of them are. But the easiest way to survive is not legal most of the time.
I mean, you are absolutely right. And I think that's why, again, I mean, you mentioned it, but, you know, that was under one of our presidents, that was the theme of Beacon of Hope. And I think that's what Lemoyne is. And it's incumbent upon this community to support this college. We're the only HBCU in town. I mean, you can go to, you know, North Carolina, Charlotte has 3 or 4 HBCUs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the only HBCU in this city. So no matter where you went to school at, if you went to an HBCU somewhere else, you're in Memphis now, you're working here, you're living here, you ought to support, you know, the city's only HBCU.
Howard, Grambling,
absolutely.
All of schools.
It doesn't matter. This is where you are right now. So you should. So when you send a little to Howard, you know, send a few dollars over to Lemoyne as well. Absolutely.
Right on. Once again, if you just tuned in, this is Spotlight 92, and we are speaking with the president of the Memphis Alumni Chapter of Lemoyne on Alumni. Mr. Jeffrey Higgs. And basically, we're talking about Lemoyne Owen College's Memphis Alumni Chapter hosting the 22nd annual Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast, January 21st, at the Marriott Hotel and Convention Center at 2625 Thousand Oaks Boulevard. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Promptly at 8 o'clock. We don't want the eggs to get cold, so we start promptly at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, who's catering?
The hotel is catering.
The
hotel is catering. That's part of our package with them. And again, it's our largest fundraiser, and it's for scholarships. And if you want to get a ticket, you can go to the college's website, loc.edu. Go to the alumni page. You can call Frankie Jeffries at 901-435-1530. Any alumni member that's an active member in the association can connect you with tickets. And it's for scholarships for our young people. And we do some other things too as alum. We, you know, as you know, probably one of the greatest basketball coaches in America, Dr. Jerry C. Johnson. We just did an HBCU basketball tournament in his honor, and we celebrate his birthday every year with a big event. And all this is done by the Alumni Association and the Booster Club to support the college. So we're proud of where the college is right now. It has really stepped up and is becoming a player, you know, and
a major player
in this city. Yeah. And so it's incumbent upon all of us, not just African-American folks, all of us that are members of this Memphis community to support the college.
Man, I'm glad you said that.
Like, yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's what we're trying to get at here.
You know? I mean, it's important to this entire community. All education is. I mean, that was this question some years ago, and it's this question always come up, are HBCUs relevant? and I say, listen, and I answer very simply. I just say, listen, we need more colleges, not less, you know, regardless. That's, to me, that puts an end to it. We need more colleges and more schools and better education for all of our children and not less.
Yeah. And, you know, historically, with the way that things have gone in the African-American community as far as education, well, I think back about how we used to get our new books that always had writing in the side of them.
Ooh.
Because
somebody
else had gotten new books and we got their old ones, but they were new for us.
Right.
And so it sort of put things that sort of a little bit behind. And the the historically black colleges and universities have always been able to understand that. You know, they've always been a school that took that into account.
Right,
you
know? Right.
And it takes that kind of a nurturing situation, in some cases, to bring a full potential out in a lot of kids.
I think that's what makes not only Lemoyne, but Russ and Lane and UAPB and Howard and all these other schools, all these other HBCUs so unique, is because of what you mentioned about nurturing. Smaller classrooms, you know your professors, you're not sitting and not disparaging anybody else, but you're not sitting in an auditorium with 100 people trying to figure out a math problem or a science equation. I mean, you know your professors and you're able to get that one-on-one. And I think that's really the nurturing part is the thing that we don't talk about enough as HBCUs, but is really one of the advantages that we have. You know, smaller, you hear every day in public schools, smaller classrooms. Well, you can almost rest assured, if you go into an HBCU, you're going to be in a smaller classroom setting, and you're going to know your professors probably a little more intimate. And I think that's really important when you talk about learning and education.
Yeah, which is something that we really need to work on.
Yes.
In our community. And this, like you say, is your largest fundraiser. David Acey invited me to, my wife and I, to the banquet, the gala at Minglewood Hall.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes,
absolutely.
I did.
Absolutely.
And listening to President Watson, Johnny Watson. Now, he's really made a difference since he's been there.
He has. He really has. I mean, I thought my blood was purple and gold, but his is a deeper hue of purple and a golder gold, old gold. I think that's the colors. It's called old gold. No reference to him, but it's called old gold. But he has. I mean, he's provided the leadership that we, through the tough times that we went through, he provided that stability. People in this community know and respect him. And so during the time of this transition, he really provided, I think, the kind of solid leadership to navigate through that process. Him along with our board chairman, Robert Lipscomb, and the entire board. I mean, I think that group of folks there really took the college when folks doubted us and doubted if we were going to be around and really saw this college through. And I mean, I could name folks on and on and on, but I think when you talk about leadership and stability, I mean, you hit it right on the head. I mean, I think those folks helped us out when we really needed it. And they are alums. Yeah. I mean, who loves a college better than an alum? Than the students, absolutely.
You know, you mentioned one name, Robert Lipscomb, who are probably one of the smartest guys in the world, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Without question.
I cannot get over all the things that he's accomplished over the years. And like you said, he is an alum.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's really what it's going to take for – And I say this, you know, to all the alums that's listening, you have to, you can't turn your back on your school. Yeah, yeah, you didn't get the refund you wanted when you was a junior, or you didn't get that book card you needed, but, you know, it gave you your foundation. And so you have to kind of come back to your school and give back to it and make sure that it endures for another 150 years. So I appeal to all alums that are listening this morning to get involved, but not only with this event, but there are other things that we do all year round to raise scholarship dollars.
I know the sports breakfast.
The sports breakfast, the Hank Aaron Sports Weekend is a 5K race, and that event is fantastic. And you talk about diversity. I mean, we can't get people to leave after the race. There's a concert on the lawn. There's refreshments and food. And the atmosphere is just so nice. And so, I mean, that thing, the JCJ weekend, Dr. Johnson's birthday, man, 93 years old. So we have to have a birthday party for him every year. I mean, just so many other events that we do. And how people can show their support for the college. And you never know, you can come over and volunteer. I mean, there are things that are going on. This new dorm is coming up out of the ground. It's just an exciting time, I think, to be around the college.
The new dorm, that shows progress.
Right? It does. It really. I mean, some students want to come there, and we got to put them somewhere. So there's some learning opportunities that are going to be going on, absolutely.
Right on. This is a great idea for the great place for a community. I mean, right in the middle of the community, too, which is so exciting about that as well, because that's old neighborhood over there.
It is. And then there's other things that I can't dare talk about on this on your radio show this morning until they happen. But there are some fantastic things that are coming out of the ground that people are going to be very happy with and very surprised with, that it's going to be happening in that neighborhood. I mean, we have this thing now with the Memphis Music Magnet with the Memphis Symphony.
You were talking about the building the rehearsal place.
Absolutely. Like, and so they came in and used the building we built across from Stacks for a grocery store. Because we don't have one in there now, they've used that as a rehearsal space. They got about 12 events scheduled over there. So when George Clinton was here in November, I think, he was there. And so that space is available. Things are happening in there. So it's some very exciting things that are going on in the neighborhood.
And this is, like you said, you've got a great collaboration with the Stacks.
Oh, absolutely. We all tied to the hip. Believe what you want to believe what you want to hear, but Stacks, Lemoyne, the Town Center, the CDC, Elmwood, SMA, Metropolitan Church, all of us in that neighborhood are tied to the hip, and we don't make moves without talking and collaborating with each other.
See, that's the way it's supposed
to be. Oh, absolutely.
My dad is over in Elmwood. I was born over there in Lemoyne. I used to practice over there at Stacks and over in that area.
Right, right.
That's just part of Memphis.
It's part of our musical history. And then you go back and you think about Walker and Mississippi and Dr. Mm-hmm. Walker and I tell people the original Mississippi Boulevard is on Mississippi Boulevard, where it's supposed to be. And so, I mean, I think it's those kind of things. You think about Ida B. Wells standing on that corner of Macklemore and Mississippi, Walker and Mississippi, you know, and folks running her out of town because of what she was teaching, she was trying to expound to people. So it's a lot of history in that neighborhood. It really is.
Yeah, we just have to pay attention to it and make sure it stays
and respect it. Absolutely.
And like you say, you got 5,000 alumni. That's pretty good.
It's probably more than that. I think that's an old number. So,
Well, once again, it is Lemoyne Owen College's Memphis Alumni Chapter hosting the 22nd Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast. It's January 21st, 8 a.m., promptly at 8 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel and Convention Center, 2625 Thousand Oaks Boulevard. The Reverend Donald L. Johnson, Senior Pastor of Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church here in Memphis, will deliver the keynote address. Tickets are $50 and may be purchased on the Lemoyne Owen campus in the Office of Institutional Advancement at 807 Walker Avenue. You can contact Frankie Jeffries in the Alumni Relations at 901-435-1530 for more information and purchase tickets as well.
Purchase tickets, get individual tickets, get tables. Come by, find an alum, get you some tickets, be at this event.
Right on. Proceeds benefit Lemoyne Owen College and its scholarship program.
Absolutely.
Helping to get these kids in school.
Absolutely.
Mr. Jeffries, thank you so much
for coming
thank
by. Thank you for
Jeffries,
the
opportunity. Mr. Higgs.
Ah, no, that's fine.
Thanks so much for coming by and being our guest this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we just want people to come out and support this event and support Lamont on College. Ultimately, that's what it's all about.
Right
thank
on.
You.
We need to do it. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.